This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Welcome, everybody, to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing. The show is coming to you from the Meridian Health Institute right here in wonderful Sugarland, Texas, which we talked last week all about sugar.
Everything's sweet here, okay?
Everything's sweet. Everybody's sweet here. Everyday Health Hacker's brainchild, the Meridian's chief medical officer, this lady right here, Dr. Lisa Liao. That's it. And Lisa, last week, Doc, we talked about sugar-based beverage taxes.
Yes, we did.
And we were actually, we did mention something we want to bring up, that everybody has new Dr. Pepper Zero and this So Zero and things like that.
Yeah, you're seeing, every time you go to the grocery store, you're seeing a lot more soda manufacturers manufacture something that says zero. So, you know, they're getting ready for this sugar-based taxes. So if you're going to drink a soda, try a zero. I have to say, you know, I've tried them. There are some that, no, I'm not going to have. But I have to say, I found one or two that I actually liked. And the ones that are made with stevia that are called Zevia, that ginger ale is very tasty.
Yeah, it's really good.
Very
yes.
tasty.
Yes, a little rum in it.
So shout out
better,
to Zevia. You know? Well, no alcohol is on the anti-inflammatory list.
That hurts. All right. This week we're going to talk about a subject that's actually really important to about anybody my age, including me, and that's stem cell therapy.
That's right.
And Co.
Let's talk about it.
How you guys use stem cell therapy, because I've seen people, it does great for them.
Stem cell therapy actually has been available throughout the world over 20 plus years. However, umbilical cord stem cell therapy was not approved until 3 years ago to come into the United States. And that really opened up huge doors for a lot of things that we had nothing else that we could do, from pain management, inflammation, different conditions. And, you know, people will have, no matter what your diagnosis is, you have to remember what is the source of it, what started it. Whether you say it's genetic, whether you say it's lifestyle, the key is that it came from inflammation. So if we can stop the inflammatory markers, we can have improved health. And stem cell therapy is something that we use for all organ systems, all tissues, and all bones. Whether it's trying to prevent a knee replacement or give you a little bit more cartilage in the knee, we have seen 4 to 6 millimeters of growth of cartilage to avoid that surgery. We've had a patient, and a lot of people are, and I want you to hear this entire story because this is important. We had a patient that came in for hip pain. And one of the things that she came in, I'm going to say 4 weeks later, and she's like, she'd given a mil of an injection in her hip, and we gave her a mil IV. So when we do an IV stem cell therapy, that's to help the whole body systemically for whatever is going on in your body. And one of the things that she did not say to us was her heart condition, and that her cardiologist said that she would not be able to have a hip surgery. So one of the things we're like, well, you're walking with a new hip, thinking, great, we didn't help the hip. No, we helped the heart. Because without that, she would have had a shorter life. And now she has quality of life because she was one of those that it helped the heart and it helped her hip. She was walking the same day after that hip surgery.
Wow. Okay.
She was back to being a physical therapist within 3 weeks. And the blessing from that, she said, I didn't share this with you, but I surprised even my cardiologist, who said I would not qualify for the hip surgery. And those stem cells did exactly what they were supposed to do, because now my heart is working exactly the way it's supposed to be. And there's not an evidence that was that of that diagnosis that was there before, which flabbergasted the cardiologist. For us, we're like, you know, it knows what to do. It reads our DNA, it reads what's needed, and it goes in there and it does its work. So whether it's your tissues, whether it's your bone, whether it's your cartilage, don't get confused that it didn't work. It did what it was supposed to do in order for this woman to have a better lifestyle. Same thing for me. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I've lived years and years of pain since I was 23 years old. It wasn't until 3 years ago that I finally lived pain-free, and that was with the stem cell therapy. I did it IV because, you know, rheumatoid arthritis is a systemic illness.
Everywhere.
It's an inflammation. So that's why I really am a advocate of an anti-inflammatory nutritional plan, and that's why I live that. And a lot of people will say, well, you must not have any fun. No, I have fun. You know, instead of having a cocktail, I have a mocktail. there are different ways of doing different things. And, you know, it's just a matter of its choices. I enjoy being happy and having fun. And, you know, I want to be able to be that grandparent that's water skiing with their grandchildren. I want to be able to have a nice smile and not be missing teeth later. You know, at 52, you know, I like having a nice smile. And stem cells are used in dentistry all the time. You know, I've shared many times that we can see most all disease in the mouth first, whether it's cardiovascular, whether it's diabetes. And when people, you know, during COVID, people have been really scared to come and see the dentist. And I'm like, hey, guys, you know, the dentists are back. Let's go and see, get your hygiene appointment. Let's check those gum lines. And one of the biggest fears that people have had when it comes to dentistry is having gum surgery. And let me share with you, that's really old technology. It's not needed. We have ozone therapy that can help your gums to naturally grow. We have stem cell therapy that can help your gums to naturally grow. If you are needing an implant and you're like, oh goodness, I don't want to wait the 6 months for it to heal, well, what we do is we put stem cells in that area so that you can have that implant a lot faster.
Oh.
So that helps. It's remarkable when you see these x-rays and you see all of this new growth. So stem cells can be used truly from head to toe, whether it's ozone, PRF, these are all regenerative types of therapies that we can use to help your health be better. Because we're all aging, and every moment that we're aging, our stem cells are decreasing. So we have to do something to help improve our lives, and that's what we do. And for my birthday every year and Christmas, that's what I do, is that I get a CC of stem cells.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
But now, question. Now, how can, like, for example, a lot of people like me, like myself, have knee joints that are bone on bone, okay?
Correct.
Whether it's you have shoulders, you have elbows, you have any of these joints that you use a lot. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're bone on bone. How could stem cells, because I'm knock-kneed and everything is kind of in a funny position because I have no cushion there.
Correct. So umbilical cord stem cells, and those are the only ones that I recommend in that type of situation, is that it reads your DNA, it recognizes that there is no cartilage, and it rebuilds the cartilage. Umbilical cord stem cells do not have a designation. So when I say that, a designation, it's like when we are in the womb and we are being, God is being, and we are being built in our mother, it's determined what is going to be eye tissue, what is going to be lung tissue, what is going to be your heart. All of these are different types of tissues that have they basically have a mission.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is that I help direct that mission on the stem cells, inject into the knee, and what we find within that 3 months is that we have up to 4 to 6 millimeters of growth of the cushion so that you're not bone on bone.
Okay.
So that's what works. Now, if somebody, like when you talked about a shoulder, now let's say that they have a shoulder, they're bone on bone, and their ligaments have detached. Well, you know what? We're going to need surgery in that situation because we need surgeons. They're good people. But if we can avoid surgery and we can avoid having to take medications, stem cells are part of that answer.
Wow, that's, you know, this is cool. I mean, I had some experience with stem cells. Several years ago, I have a lady that was a nutritionist of mine.
Mm-hmm.
She had a PhD, but she had MS, pretty mm-hmm. bad, in a wheelchair. She went to Mexico, mm-hmm. and this was like at least 10 years ago.
Yes.
So it was before that, and got therapy and came back across the border.
And she was walking.
Yes.
And we see that all the time.
Everybody just kind of went, yeah. Of course, the umbilical probably would even be better.
Correct. And the difference, you know, one of the things that I say umbilical cord stem cells, and the reason why I keep repeating that, is that this comes from a healthy baby, a healthy mama, full-term delivery. They are tested for COVID, and they're also tested for COVID antibodies for the vaccine. And these are those people who have not had the vaccine, so that we are very pristine in our cells. So these are very well laboratory tested. And as you know, this is something in the technology that we're going to always do here at Meridian Health Institute to help people feel better. We're always looking for what is that cutting edge technology mm-hmm. and availability that is out there. Because, you know, we want to stay young too. So it's not only that we're doing it for all the doctors here at Meridian Health Institute, we want to be at the best performance level also to give our patients the very best and give you the very best choices that are out there. Yeah. Whether you choose alternative therapies or you choose traditional, we're going to help provide you the information that you need.
Think insurance companies will ever cover it, this as a treatment?
You know, I think insurance companies will always stay away from it because it's a biologic, and FDA does not like to get involved in biologics. It's one of the reasons why they're not really involved with vitamins. So, you know, you have to do your research and you need to go to a trusted source. And that's one of the things where you can visit our Instagram account at Meridian Health Institute to hear and see some of the videos that are available of testimonies and how it's changed a lot of people's lives.
Well, you know, big pharma, pharmaceutical companies, mm-hmm. you know, they're kind of, can't say run the FDA, but they've got some pretty big inroads. And this is not a big money-making drug.
Well, the key for Meridian Health Institute is that we've always been, we can call it holistic, we can call it natural. We're here to take the very best care of you and provide the education so that you can make some small changes and have great rewards. And you have to remember, you know, I started 25 years ago. I was 204 pounds. I was in a wheelchair. I could not walk. And there was a reason why I was there. It was not only the rheumatoid arthritis, but I was making some really bad decisions in my health from eating chocolate cake, you know, not once a day, but almost twice a day.
You can do it now, though, but you have these different ingredients.
Well, now I can make keto cake, it's very good, and it's healthy for you.
Don't think she gives up chocolate cake for anybody.
Let me share with you that Southern Keto Cookbook by Natasha Newton, it's one of the first cookbooks I will share with a lot of patients out there, and I give her a shout-out because it's changed a lot of us Southerners and how we're cooking. And I appreciate that because I like those blueberry muffins.
That's right. Now, about your patients. Now, if somebody has a question about it, they can just email us?
They can email us at info@everydayhealthhackers.com or give us a call at Meridian Health Institute. Natalie, myself, and the whole team are here to provide answers. And we also provide a complimentary consultation if you are interested in stem cell therapy. Okay. And you can reach us at 281-265-6565.
There you go. All right, folks, if anybody has a topic they want us to cover, always send it to us, information at info@everydayhealthhacker.com, and I promise you, this lady will answer you. She always
does. Absolutely. For medical or your dental needs, please let us be your resource for your family and those you love.
We got a lot of cool stuff for next week, too, guys. Don't forget, we're already planning it.
That's right.
Got it all planned in her brain. All right. All right, folks, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, our producer, Jack McCraw, and myself, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the podcast, and I really hope you're going to subscribe. It's going to be really fun. They've got a lot of cool stuff coming up. And look for us on social media and our website, everydayhealthhacker.com. I'm Mike Herzing, as we always say.
And Dr. Lisa Liao here at Meridian Health Institute. We look forward to seeing you next week. Have a blessed day.
Absolutely.